to finish at that. I actually have to be got out early. Earlier, I have to be out earlier. Okay, Rabbi Shai. So Hashkacha Pratis, you know, who comes and doesn't come, you know, Shemayim. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we have Minayim Nesholosh, Yoshim. We have Shechina, yeah, Baruch Hashem, we have Shechina. So,
So,
I believe last week we opened our the first uvda was like the minor uvda, we say to be mamshach yitzias Mitzrayim, right, by taking out from our arsenal our collection of uvdas. It's in order to be mamshach yitzias Mitzrayim. So we suggested the uvda of when twice a day when we're kind of the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, to think of the Essen Makis quickly, let it flash through our mind, tesach hadash b'chav, twice a day, together with the uvda of the oz yashir, right, that we mentioned that it's very not probable that Chazal inserted the Shira into the Pesukim D'Zimra just like it's another praise. Whereas, like, you don't have to search too far for a reason, for a rationale why Chazal would put it in, because the whole Pesukim D'Zimra is praise. So this is a beautiful praise also, you know, Nacha praise, you know, get it in there, knock it in, Nacha praise, you know, which is nice also, but it's very not mistaber that is the reason why Baruch Hu, you know, I mean the Chazal put it into the Pesukim D'Zimra. Somebody told me tonight that it seems by the Chum Bar Sheni, when they went to Golis, so it was put in at that time. I don't know where the person saw this, but he saw it somewhere that's historically speaking, you know, that that's when they put it in after the Chum Bar Sheni. The Pesukim D'Zimra, I understand, it was compiled by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which goes back, you know, like in time to the Beis HaMikdash. But it seems like it was put in, that's what somebody told me in the source somewhere. Anyway, I just want to say that I think it's very obvious that the real reason why they put it in is these special holy words that were uttered by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael when they witnessed the greatest demonstration of the Malchus Hashem. These are the words that express the awe and the inspiredness and the enthusiasm when you witness such a historical sight like that. So it's for sure that Chazal expected us to generate some kind of a, you know, feeling of Klal Yisrael was experiencing when they said it, right? Not just another, you know, it's such holy words, it's such special words. Every word there is so special, you know, that we should just like knock it off. Another, you know, Shira, which again, not the worst thing, but when you realize the significance of those words, that these are the words that express the feelings, the emotions, and the intellect of what Klal Yisrael projected when they saw the greatest demonstration of Hashem in the history of the world. So you realize that they're very, very special words, not just another, you know, means of praising Hashem. And there's no question in my mind that when the Chazal put it in, it's with the understanding that people would project and try to appreciate these words, right?
Isn't it interesting that among the things that are most important to say, Pesukim D'Zimra is not considered among the important things?
Right. I know.
The Yestira.
Right.
I always have learned that it was the afterthought. Was, we'll also put in the Shira, and it was like kind of like a minhag to put in. That's why it was one of the first things that could be skipped.
Right.
Not that it lessened the importance of what it was, but just it wasn't part of the way of Sukkot Zimra, which is very strange, because it really is Az Yashir, which is Zimra of Moshe.
Right.
So why wouldn't that be the Ikar of the entire Sukkot Zimra?
Right.
One would think. It's not, clearly, it's not Halacha of faith.
Right.
So I don't know how to resolve that.
Right. The question is a very good question, and you shouldn't feel inadequate if you don't know how to resolve the question. It's a very good question. But whatever, I mean, but you just answered one thing though, that why that should be the first to go, because like it was put in, and I was saying it's an afterthought that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah didn't put it in. Obviously, B'shei Dovid Abdecha Nalelecho, like we say, B'shei Dovid Abdecha. So it seems that the Pesuk of the Zimra was supposed to be, the Ruach HaKodesh of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who made Shmoneh Esrei also, that they felt that's the praise that we want to say, the words of David HaMelech. Now they put something else in that was so tremendous and precious. Later they put that in, so it doesn't, like you say, it doesn't take away from the importance of it. Just the fact that it was put in as an afterthought. So maybe as far as the sequence goes, the priorities. So because of that, you have to go. You see, another interesting analogy. That's a sitter. A sitter back in the interesting analogy would be: what's much more important? We want to say the most important sentence that we say in any way the davening. What's like the most important sentence that could be uttered? What?
No,
in any way, everything, anything. Right. Right. So what do we have over here? We have here Kiddushin Amucho, the end of Oz Yoshek, rather. Kiddushin Amucho, Moshe Bagoyim, we all Moshe Matzion, Shemayisav, Voyisav Hashem Amucho, Voyisav Hashem Malkul Horus, Vayom Ahu Yiyah, Hashem Bechodesh Moyachod. Then you have in parentheses, Uvasov Yisrael, Kotsub Leimor, Shemayisav Hashem Lekin Hashem Achod, right? I don't know if you're supposed to say it or not. How do you know you don't say it?
Nice.
I mean, I don't know if you... Obviously, I'm choyv to say it. I imagine that, but I guess some people do have a minute to say it. Some people don't say it. Like, you have... Ota Hashem Machaseh Kohen, the Aramis over here. So I don't know what status it has. But it certainly, it seems like it's not a Vadei Chiyuv, right? And if it is, and if a person does say it, he has a minhag to say it, he's probably not doing the wrong thing if he says it, right? But if, let's say, he has a minhag to say it and he's late, so what's the first thing to go? Let's say, if he hurries up very quickly, he'll make baruch hu, where it should be after yishtabach, right? So he has a choice, either to do his minhag to say the Shema Yisrael or to make baruch hu. So of course you should make baruch hu, right? So there's nothing more than important than this sentence, right? But if something's going to go, that sentence is going to go because it doesn't. It's not a priority, right? That would be a very good example of with the fact that it's inserted because it's an afterthought, doesn't take away from the. It's the intrinsic importance that it has, just because if we're going to cut something out, so we cut that out. It doesn't take away, withdraw from the track, from the chashivas that it has, right? Like, this would be a very good example, right?
Similar.
Yeah. I mean, okay, maybe it's a little bit different. I just want to say that this sentence is surely the ultimate of ultimate. There's nothing more important than this sentence, right?
It's going to be said in another 1.5 minutes.
But
it's going to be said again in the
Fafa
context.
Right, but that's also true. But Maisa, whatever it's put in here for, the fact that you say it later is irrelevant, but the Maisa, some people have a minute to say it here, right?
Right. That's
Okay, Rabbi Sai. Again, I just took out the time to warm us up and to inspire us, like to be aware of the priority of the importance of the Al-Joshua we say in the morning. Incidentally, before we go on, anybody have something, some feedback from last week that you want to say about?
I just find it difficult to do. I couldn't do all my big list.
I ended up trying to choose a few, beyond the fact that they have the five places, and also the Shirk and the Spiris. I wasn't holding it. Anyway, let's review again what we did. So we did know the Mamshet Fiat Mitzrayim, and then we try to do the Vilna Gaon, right? Then we wake up in the morning, the first thing to try to have a Kabbalah for Torah, right? And then we did the five Kabbalahs of the Chazinish. They said that we have these five places so he felt that that was the main factor that brought him his Hatzlacha, his learning, right? Between Birchas HaTorah, Avo Rabba V'Sein B'Libeinu, and Shmoneh Esrei HaTachonein, and Birch Shemei, we'll say tomorrow morning, Be'ed Hashem Dekriyas HaTorah, Tiftach Libei V'Raisa, and number five is the Bo'al Tzion, who used to have the Beinu V'Sor Rosai, right? So that was that. What else did we do, Rabbi Yisrael?
Continuing to assess our learning schedule.
Right, assess our to step back and to make an inventory on our learning programs to see whether they can be improved anyway. Right, which is like really the most important thing they were doing during the day. Even though everything that we have to do. Everything that we have to do, we assume that you know it's the rest of Hashem, it's part of our avodah. If we have the oil of panasa, right, that we have to engage in, that we have to believe that's rest of Hashem also, right. But and we're doing a mitzvah, and it's important. It's very important that when we do that. To remember, like to be mechaven, that we do this, you know, Rosh Hashem, Shem Shemayim, right? Sometimes, and also, if we have some kind of whatever that pranasa is, we should find some kind of a veda that does, like, let's say, you're like a business consultant or something like that, no?
Financial.
So you do. It's really a chesed that you're helping people arrange their finances. It's a very big chesed, that thing, right? So even though you're using it for a panasa, you're doing panasa, but you're also doing a chesed. Let's say you were retired, or let's say you didn't need the income. You have some other big income, and you want to do a certain chesed. So let's say you opened up an office to do the same thing that you're doing without. Without charging money, right? It'd be a free consultation. Whatever you're doing, you wouldn't charge anything because you have enough money, you don't need that for panasa. So it would be a big chesed that you're doing, right? To give, I don't know exactly what you do, but some kind of a financial. So that itself is a chesed what you're doing, except now if you're doing it for panasa, the Miller points this out, that it doesn't withdraw from the fact that that's a chesed, even though you're doing it for panasa, and you should be mechaven if you're doing it for chesed. You also, Moshe, right, whatever, you'll find how you have to find some kind of a. It's also a type of chesed thing, you know, that you're able to.
Earning money.
Right. So, it's helping people to live and, you know, to get. So, it's a very big chesed what you're doing, right? If a person is able to access, you know, this money. So Miller points that out, that even if you're doing it for panasa, so avada, if you didn't need it for panasa, you did it purely for, as a service, a free service. So then it really be, you know, tremendous chesed, right? On a higher level. But even if you do it for panasa, most people make that mistake. They say, listen, who am I kidding? Let's face the facts. I'm not doing it for chesed, I'm doing it for panasa. Of course, it's very nice that it comes out from my panasa that people help, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because you have to make a living. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, so I'm doing it the same panasa. If I didn't have to do it for panasa, I would sit and learn the whole day. You know, I wouldn't do it. I'm just doing it because I have to make a shtablis. Right, so who am I kidding? Like I say, I'm doing it for chesed. I'm not. I'm doing it for, not there's anything wrong with doing panasa, it's a mitzvah. But and I should be mechavah for that mitzvah, but not be mechavah for chesed. So Miller points out that's a mistake. That the fact that you're doing panasa doesn't mean that you cannot be mechavah for chesed, right? I believe one time we did an uvda, especially focusing on this, and I don't want to go into it now, you know, too much because it's an uvda in itself. But just saying that, I just mentioned Agavucha that you have your learning programs though, and the learning programs should always be reevaluated whether, you know, if you're using your time. For the utmost of Matoela. Okay, so that was that. Is that it? Right. Okay. Anything to say about that? Everybody say?
I had an easier time during the parts of davening, but as Baruch said, the beginning, the taking on the special segula, and at the that part especially was difficult for me.
Okay, so I just remember we have the. I'm still working the old time. Yeah, we have
10 minutes
scheduled. Right,
8 minutes.
Right. So we want to try to focus now. As we say, on I want to suggest to the other as we say something that's connected with. Parsha, so it's a mila in hachana really for Kabbalah Torah, and also it's Yonad Yom of Ma Parsha. The truth is that our learning programs that we have, our time that we have available for learning. Either if our roles are balabatim, that we have learning programs without hishtatz of panasa, or we're in kollelim and we're spending our full time learning, either one, Rabbi Say, one of the greatest manifestations of bracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu is can be seen through how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us parnasa, the maisa. I'm not talking about the shtadlis part, talking about the recipient part, that how that we I think we spoke about this not very long ago, that a whole matzah of Klal Yisrael, the bracha of how we're able to exist, is a tremendous ness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we mentioned it not long ago in the parsha of the Mon, right? That we wanted to say that the Mon, the fact that the Mon fell in Hashemayim, like that was obviously an open nest. Hashem is mamish throwing down food, like mamish incha good giloi God mizes, right? Panasa goes, right? That was it. That was the panasa. The Moshe sent down the food, a lechem that was lechem nest. Openness, you know, without, you know, you have to dray and turn, and such a big mess that every week we have three meals that a good part of the meal is devoted, designated to commemorate that mess, which is Shabbos, the Lech Mishnah. We have Lech Mishnah. It's to commemorate this tremendous mess because he brought down lechem to us. We mentioned then, which we have spoken about now also, that it continues. that bracha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that lechem min hashemayim, it continues till this very day, but it comes out like in different ways, in different forms. This gilui, manifestation of the Yad Hashem, how he's helping us. One of the main forms how it comes out of Maisa is in the form of the bread that it gives us, as we say. And when you think about the Shemitah, the sacrifice that we make, is, you know, the Avodas HaShemitah, it comes out mainly that it's Avodah of the bread, right? Because, you know, like people say today, you know, like sometimes people from the government say that you can have Shemitah today, you have to come onto the Heterim, from the Chiris Oretz. Because this is different than the times in the Chumash. Then now it's a modern technology, and modern life, and you know, over here today, if you wouldn't plant, it's like mamish, reckless catastrophe if you don't plant. They don't realize it. Like the story is just the opposite. That if it ever was a sakana, it was in the times of when we lived in Eretz Israel, in the times of the Tanakh, when each man had his own allotment of land, and most of the time. You know, they had agriculture. They planted like from brown to mouth. You know, from how the expression go from
hand to mouth.
Mamish. They each man planted their fields and they had the chitim and they made bread. You know, and that's where the melachos Shabbos. You know, a good part of them all the melachos of making bread, because it was something that, you know, bread is the staff of life. It was, you know, lechem yisad ish enosh, right? And you know, and they planted and they got the chitim and they made bread out of it, and that's where they live. And telling people that they can't plant, okay, the grapes, okay, grows on the trees anyway, right? So you can't prune it, but not planting bread doesn't grow by itself. And you're telling people like to commit financial suicide, computer, you know, this is what they lived on, you know, so to demand that from big tzaddik, big kubbalin, okay, but who are you demanding it of? The whole Klal Yisrael, the people that were in the Ramesses, Amaratzim, and these little babies, mommy, I want my cereal, where's my cereal, you know, where's going to be the cereal, you know, where are we going to eat today? Where's the food coming from? You know, so you're asking of Klal Yisrael that they're going out on a limb, mamish on a limb. You know, that they're not planting. It's like we don't realize the mysterious nefesh that was Hakadosh Baruch Hu was asking of us, you know, by demanding of us by the Shemitah, as they said. And what we're doing by sacrificing, by making this sacrifice, it was a korban to Hashem. The fact that they kept it, that they're willing to abstain, you know, the planting. So what we're doing was that our existence is really the mala mateva, as much as the baal batim work, you know, and the kolim, they're supported, but the whole existence, you make an inventory, the maisa, you see it's a whole business in this. Even the people that work in the business, you have your own business, but you make it a serious inventory. Is it, are you really working enough that should really, you know, account that you should have, you know, the money that, you know, that we put on the table. You make a serious inventory. I don't know whether it'll come out, you know, that your existence. Most people, it doesn't come out, and yet we're existing, just like the Kurdish people, the Mala, Vada, it's a nest, you know. Even though they say, well, he has a mother-in-law, he has a father-in-law, he has a, you know, a great uncle, he has a 5 Kurdish he learns in the morning, at night, you know, all the different programs. But the Maisa, it's only a facade. Really, the emes is that it's a nest, and we're zeicha to that nest through our mesiras nefesh. So it's like we're makif to Hashem. We're makif to Hashem, and then Hashem, that brings down the shefa of the bracha of Yisrael. And we don't realize, like you people also, like if we weren't Jewish, let's say, so probably your whole financial, that it would be completely different. you know, how much time you spend working every day, and where you work, what you would do. You'd be, you know, free, you know, like to make a, like a different kind of a schedule that could be mamish, like if you didn't have any, if you weren't Jewish, let's say, and you wanted to, in this stage of life, wherever you are, you know, I'm not talking that you become surgeons or doctors, but whatever you're doing, if you wanted to do your work in a way that you weren't bound by the Torah, that you could put in as much as work you want to, you don't have to worry about siddurim, about, you know, learning every day, and about mechanachi children, and, you know, just do it in a, what you're doing in a different kind of way. It could be you would set up your finances and the hours completely different in order, you know, to make it like a, in, as far as the shtavis goes. So even the way you have your schedule today, it's a sacrifice because for Torah, for Hashem, right? So that sacrifice that you're making, in a way, it's like this Shemitah, right? Because you're doing it for a korban for Hashem, and you don't realize that that goyim, that you should have a bracha, you know, that you zeichet to have the panasa, you know, the lemala min hateva, right? The more you invest in your sacrifice, in your mesiras nefesh, which comes in the form of sometimes working less hours, you know, so you have more time for your learning and for your chinuch of your children. So that in turn brings a tremendous bracha from Hashem, right? It brings a tremendous bracha from Hashem. So that, you know, the yisaycha, you know, to the tinoris to open up of a plentifulness, everybody say. And the koyel people also, it's also a sacrifice, you know, even though they have some kind of ishtabas, but you don't realize the fact that they put themselves into this matzav. Most koyel people, if they wanted to work, if they're looking for jobs, they can work. It's a mesiras nefesh, an investment of a mesiras nefesh. And this investment, in turn, just like keeping the shmita brings a bracha, so all whatever what we do, the shiva people do, and the balabatim do, it's like bring a korban to Hashem, which brings a hashpah, what they call it, a shefa, a bracha, right? So what's that? Just the ma'aseh, the uvda, the ma'aseh, I wanted to suggest that we should give a few minutes of thought to this, you know, that it, because this is our Torah, our learning the Torah is totally with the shefa bracha that enables us to be mamshach our learning, right? That you should have time, you know, from your day, that daily schedule, that they should now allow you to learn, right? Right. So basically the Udul Maisa is that you should spend a few minutes thinking about this, and we should say a few minutes of the man, Parshat Man, you have to say the whole thing. If you psukim to concentrate, think of this concept that we're being Maisa Nefesh for Hashem, and that brings the Shefa Bracha, right? Which is Achana for Torah. Right, so we should be all Zeichen. Right. Yeah, to see it, the Maisa.
Amen. 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 Okay.